Yesterday in the shiur, we spoke about an interesting shaila of Yisurei Hanoya. Are Yisurei Hanoya, are they yours? Are they not yours? Do you own them or do you not own them? The ma'isa, you have no use for them. Do they still belong to you or not? The lashon of the Gemara is that chametz that's avraham pesach or chametz achas sheishos is enoi bir shusai. The way I understand what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying is that there's something called etzem bailus and there's something called dinei bailus. This is a major yisoid. Etzem bailus and dinei bailus. And this is as a Torah Zeroy and it speaks about this barichus. That etzem bailus only comes off with a kinyan. It's yours. It doesn't become not yours just like that. You need to do a kinyan to get rid of etzem bailus. But dinei bailus can come off. So therefore, if it's aser ba'ana, you might lose some of your dinei bailus. But the etzem bailus is still yours. Atif of arts. Now we didn't say that we didn't mention that in Shir, that nusach. But the idea is, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's still yours, even though it's aser ba'ana. And if a person would die, he wasn't mevatel his chametz or anything like that, what would happen to the chametz? It would go to the Yorshim, who will now be their chametz. However, it appears from Rashi not like that. Rashi seems to say that it's Kena Shaloi. That's what I was saying. I don't know if he says that Mefurish. I was saying. There's a whole Arichus in the Sefer Torah Zeroyim about Hefker. There's no Maisa Kinyan in Hefker. Had it become not yours? There's a whole shtick with maybe it doesn't become not yours. Dine Bas, Etzemas, whatever, we're going to leave this for now. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, it's just Eino Birshusai. You lose some of the dinim of the bailus, but the etzem bailus is still yours. Rashi is for sure not mashma that way. Because Rashi says, Shnei Devarim She'eno Birshusai Shaladam, says Rashi, Eino Shaloi. Sounds like it's not yours. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings compelling proof that it must be the chametz is still yours because he says from our sugya we'll see that obviously the chametz is still yours because Gemara says what happens if the chametz is achar zmani yisura then loy motzi mevatale you can't be mevatale. It sounds like that if somehow you would be able to be mevatel, that would help you not to be over. Why? Because you're making it not yours.
How would you be mevatel? Somehow.
It's being theoretical. No, the point is the language that Gemara used. Gemara said, because it's achas sheishos, therefore you can't be mevatel. Not that the bittel doesn't help, not that there's no point in the bittel. But you're not going to be able to be mevatel. It sounds like if you could, then you would, and it would help. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if after Shei Shais, the chametz is no longer yours, so what in the world is the bittel going to do? Make it not yours? It's already not yours. And you're over anyway. Why are you over anyway? Asa HaKosef. It's not yours, but it's as if it's yours. So it won't help to be mivatel, which we're understanding bittul means making it not yours. So why does the Gemara say after Shei Shois it doesn't have you can't be mivatel? It should say there's no point in bittul. The bittul won't help anymore. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. From here, I see that. What we thought is not true. Chametz achas sheishos is yours. And you're never over on chametz that's not yours. And the chachamim, it's just not in your reshus. The chachamim put it in your reshus, but if you could be mevatel it and make it not yours, you wouldn't be over anymore. This is what This was the raya of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Should I repeat that?
It sounds like the opposite.
Sounds like what? Oh. So David Uzarsky is bringing up an interesting point. He says, what do you mean the chametz not in your rishus? I should have pointed this out. It's in your domain. It's on your property. So how can the Gemara say it's not in your rishus? David says, I understand maybe it's not yours, but how can you say it's not in your rishus? So we see from over here a big yisoid. Rishus does not mean it's on my property. For example, let's say someone is renting space on my property. I'm trying to think of a better example. For example, this might be a better example. What? He's just saying, in what way is it not in my rishus? But it's in my rishus. It's in my rishus. So I think that I'm just adding to what rishus means. It's in my control. If I have something that's physically in my domain, but I don't have the control over it, it's not in my rishus. So if the Torah says I cannot eat this, the Torah says I cannot be nana from this, what is the Torah basically taking control away from me? It's not in my rishus. I don't have control over this object. How would you say rishus in English? What?
Jurisdiction.
Another way to say rishus.
Possession.
Another way to say. Give me a bad translation of. I say like this. Do I have rishus? What does that mean?
Permission.
In other words, I need to be able to use it. I need to have jurisdiction. It has to be accessible. If I don't have permission, it's hands off. Is Chametz hands off? Yeah, it's not in my rishus. I don't have rishus on this. I don't have accessibility. I don't have, what was the word you used?
Jurisdiction
over it. It's out of my jurisdiction. It's out of my rishus. So rishus no longer. We're shattering a preconceived notion in the schus of David Abachar Achashev Uzarsky. Rishus does not mean it's in my domain or in my, it's in my property. It means it's in my jurisdiction. It's in my accessibility or my, we got another word, accessibility or permission. Yes, we don't want it to be on my property, because then this is on my property. We want it to be more than just on my property. It's in my jurisdiction, which means that I have the rights over it. This is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who brings a raya that Chometz Shel Erev Pesach is Sheloi. Our problem is Rashi, where Rashi says it's not Sheloi. What about this compelling suggestion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav? So we said it's really not Shver at all, because Rashi learns that Bittul does not mean Hefker. And what you're trying to do with Bittul is not Hefker. You're not trying to make Hefker. Bittul is some sort of Hashmasa delayed, some sort of relationship with the chametz or feeling about the chametz. Ke'afra de'ara. We even took it so far and saying, Rashi, you can be mevatel someone else's chametz. You can be mevatel someone else's, even though it's not mine. So the fact that the chametz is not mine is not going to stop me from being able, from the LMI, for some reason over here, the chametz being that it's already usur, therefore I can't do bittul anymore. If I could, the bittul would work. It would work. Even a chametz shein shaloi. Even a chametz shein shaloi, the bittul would work. Because bittul does not mean hefker. So therefore, Rashi says our only problem here is because we don't allow a bittul. If we would allow a bittul, bittul would do its job. Not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But now we have a different problem. Why can't I do bittul? I can be mevatel someone else's chametz. Why can't I be mevatel my own chametz that the Torah is taking out of my rishus? That was the question. And we answered it with a yesoid of Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said, What is bittul? You're trying to make this into something that's ma'us, something that's not edible, something that is disgusting. If the Torah already made it disgusting, you're Johnny come lately, too little, too late. It is too late. It is too little. You know that my friend had an amazing speech in the Siyum HaShas. It's never too little. It's never too late. It's never enough. Is that the third one? I think it's the third one. Never too little. Never too late. You know that? You wrote a whole book afterwards on it. I think that's what it is. Never too little. Never too late. Never enough. I think. Kitzer, that's in good things. In bad things, it sometimes is too late. It's too late, my friends. I can't be mavatal now. Sorry, buddy. The Torah already was mavatal it. And the Torah then made you over on even though it's batal. You're going to come around and say it's mois. Shkoyach. Too late. Sometimes it is too late.
Doesn't Rashi learn the whole mitzvah is that?
Person gets up after Zman Kriyashma. It's too late. Chazal, in this week's parsha, you know, the Meraglim, after the Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu is like, you guys messed up royally. So what did Klal Yisrael say? Okay, we're going. And Moshe's like, no, don't go. Yes, we're going. No, this is not a good idea. But I thought you said we should go. It's never too late. Yes, it is too late. It's too late. And they went and they got whopped. I don't know if you know that. There's like a little story in the Torah over there that some of Klal Yisrael decide they're going to go in anyway. Moshe Rabbeinu is like, no. We messed up. We're not going in. We're staying in the desert. No, now we want to go. I'm sorry, now you want to go. You're just going to have to wait. It is too late. Over here, it's too late. You want to be mevatel now. I'm sorry. Ain bittel chal al bittel. Like ain isser chal al isser. Ain ichs chal al ichs. It's already distant from you. No, that's not what Rashi holds. That's distant from you. You're making it not oichel. Torah already made it not an oichel. No, it's not mine. It's not yours. The Torah made it as if it's yours, but it's not yours. So what are you doing by being mevatel? It's not yours. No, it's shaloi karav lemaisa. It's shaloi. So the hefker would make it not shaloi, but the Torah says you can't be mafkir because it's not your shus. Not because it's not shaloi, because it's not your shus. No, so let me explain. Okay, thank you very much. Let me explain. What is the din of the following case? A person loses an animal. He lost his pet cobra. Now, that can have some serious repercussions. So he decides, I'll just be mafkir it. It's not mine anymore. And then when it comes, people come, they say to me, what was your cobra? You killed my zebra? Then you're going to say, it wasn't mine, I'm not chayiv. Can a person be mafkir something that he lost? The halacha is no. Yiyush is a special gzeris akosav, it's not hefker. But I have a result of Hefker, but Hefker is a Maisa Kinyan. Can I sell something that I lost? Let's say I lost my cobra. And I go over to my friend and say, listen, I lost it anyway. I'll sell it to you for $5. It's worth around $30,000. Cobras are very expensive, by the way. I'll sell it to you for $5, but you got to find it. Is the sale chal? No. No. Because it's not in your reshus. You cannot make a transaction on something that's not in your reshus. So you can't sell your cobra. You can't be mafkir your cobra. Can you do bittul chametz on something that's not in your reshus? No! Therefore, the Gemara says, According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, once it hits Zman Isser, I would love to be Mafgirin. And if I was Mafgirin, I wouldn't be over anymore. The only problem is, I can't, because I ain't Adam Mafgir Dover She'eno Bir Shusai. It's not in his Rishus. They're very kids. I just want to bring up what we had over here in the Maror Makos, because I don't want to do it in Shir. Just bring it up for a second. There's a machloikas rishonim, if you could be mevatel chametz yadua. Chametz yadua. The Rambam seems to say no. The Ramban says yes. The Ramban brings a raya from our sugya. Because the Gemara says, v'chi mishkachas lei levat lei, when you find it, be mevatel it. Even though you found it and you know about it. The shaila is twofold. Why does the Rambam hold you can't be do bitul chametz on a davar yadua? And what does he do with our Gemara? So Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik has a whole shtickel Torah of two dinim and bitul. One of the chametz is tashbis, one not to be everybody. Rabbi Matzi, I want to suggest something else. I just say it b'kitzur. Rabbi Yisai, there's two ways of getting rid of chametz. One way is, someone help me out, getting rid of it, physically burning it. What's another way of getting rid of it? In your heart. Which one is really getting rid of it?
Burning.
Burning is getting rid of it. The Torah gave you an allowance to get rid of it through bittul, but only if that's the only thing you could do. In other words, any chametz you could get rid of, what should you do? Get rid of. And the chametz said you can't get rid of, so at least get rid of it in your head. So the stage two, tier two of getting rid of is only a bidi-eved. You're mekayem mitzvah with it, but only... No. What happens if I have chametz yodua, but I can't get rid of it any other way? I can't burn it. Why not kasha to myself? I can't. I'll give you an example. I know about my chametz, but it's far away from me. I can't reach it. I can't burn it right now. Can I do bittul? I think yes. Because I can't, that's my only option. The Torah says, if you can do bior, get rid of it, get rid of it. If you can't do bittul. So in our sugi, the Gemara is saying, if you find chametz on Pesach, for whatever reason, the beer is not a good idea. You can't do regular beer. So bittul is your only option. Even if you know about it, if bittul is the only option, bittul will work. Sagi. What does sagi mean? It's enough. Enough is, it's not great. It's enough. It's oichet ha'ashpasa. There's shpitz ha'ashpasa. It's also good enough. It's good enough. It's tier two. Sagi is tier two. Bittul be'alma. What does bittul be'alma? What does be'alma mean? Just bittul. You mean just bittul? That's what Torah wants. No. Torah wants you to get rid of it. But if you can't get rid of it, it's enough to do this. Toysis doesn't hold this way. This is not Toysis. Toysis.
Rashi says there's two different types of
tashbis.
He says
any of them. Right. Well, one is tier one. There's. I gotta take leave.